to me, my assistant dog, is a life-changing experience. It's makes a difference between me being able to hold a normal young woman parent's lifestyle to being completely isolated and, you know, wheelchair bound if I didn't have my dog. So to me, a dog that's highly trained, it can make a world of a difference.
So what do you do with your dog then?
What does my dog do for me?
Yeah. If you want to put it like that, yes. What does your dog do for you? How does it earn its keep?
Her job description, she has quite an extensive list, really. She's trained by Canine Partners, which does a similar sort of job to Dogs for Disabled. But she's trained to do sort of physical daily living tasks. So, for example, if I drop an item on the floor, like my car keys, she can pick them up for me. When I was at university, I used to drop my car keys on the floor all the time because my hands are useless with arthritis. And I'd have to just stand around by my car hoping for a nice passerby to pick the keys up for me. Whereas now, I've got my dog with me and drop the keys, no problem. Didn't even think about it.
What do you say to her when you drop your keys?
Uh-oh.
Brilliant.
And that works. Yeah. Hang on, what's the single most impressive command that she does?
Yeah, I mean, she has specific commands that Canine Partners are trained, but the dog eventually gets to know you and you can just say things like, uh-oh. But usually it'd be, look, get the keys. And so, you know, you're telling the dog to look, see what you've dropped. You look at the keys. She knows that that's what she's got to go and get, and then she brings it to you. If I'm sitting, I can't sort of reach her mouth easily because I don't have any reach in my arms. So she'll bring the keys right up to me so that they're right in the middle of my lap so I can get them. But some people are walking and they're standing and they don't need the dog to bring it up to their lap so they can just hold their hand out.
Caroline, there's something really interesting, though, that I've read about you. I mean, your dog knows 100 commands, right? But
yes.
the most impressive thing, I think, is that you've got a young child, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yes.
And your dog is able to prevent your young child from going up the stairs by putting itself as a barrier between it.
That's right, yes.
A canine shield.
Does it know that instinctively? Tell me more about that.
Right, well, the dogs are given basic commands, but they obviously, I don't think there's many of us who have children. And so I've had to, what Canine Partners do, they set you up with the basic sort of how to train a dog using the clicker. And what happens is when I see my son sort of verging off to do something a bit mischievous or dangerous, I say stop. And because I've said stop, Yasmin has immediately looked at me, my dog, and then you click that because that gets her attention.
What's a clicker?
It's a clicker is it's just a little box with, like, literally a button you press that goes click. And it's just a sound that tells the dog that they've done something right. And as soon as you click that clicker, you reward it with a bit of food. So it knows it's done something right. So when you're breaking down a training process, like I want my dog to go in front of my son to block his pathway to the stairs, for example, you train a process. So the first process is the dog looks at you, you click that, reward it. The next process is you tell her to go in front of you by putting your hand there or say front. You click that and that's another reward. And eventually you build up a whole sequence so the dog knows instantly by saying stop. It's got to run out in front of the child, lie down, block his way.
I think that's just so clever. I think that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Now, Katie, we'll come to you in a minute,
yeah.
Katie. There's one more thing I wanted to ask Caroline, because this sounds so unbelievable that I almost think it must be a wind-up. But apparently, and maybe you can tell me a bit more about this, there are dogs who are trained to be able to put their owner's chip and pin digits into a machine with their nose.
There are. I kid you not.
How on earth can they do that? Because most human beings forget their PIN numbers. How can a dog remember?
I think my father, who regularly tells us he's a pensioner nowadays, says he could do with a dog that does that. So I think everybody could use one of these dogs in a way. I don't personally need her to do it, but I know that at ATM machines, so many of them are inaccessible for starters because they're up too high. Mm. So the dog will take the card from the owner. You obviously put it in the way that the dog's got to put it in the machine. It would take the card, put it in the machine, and through learning a sequence of numbers by the clicker method again, they can tap in the chip and pin number.